You're listening to SBS News.
Now, I've set this test for the Prime Minister as well, and I think he actually went over his allotted time, but in one sentence, without using a campaign slogan, why are you qualified to lead our country?
I have the experience over 21 years in defence and immigration, home affairs, health and other areas of government responsibility to give me the best chance of leading our country through difficult times and to manage the economy so that we can help families and we can help make sure there's a brighter future for this amazing country.
Are you confident Australians understand what your policies are?
I am. We've been very clear about them. We want to help Australians with the cost of living pressures now. It means a 25 cent a litre cut in fuel straight away. It means $1,200 back by way of tax rebate to help with the real cost of living crisis now. It's about making sure that we can restore the dream of home ownership through our positive 5-point plan for young Australians to realise the dream of home ownership. It's also about keeping our communities safe. And a real focus will be on making sure that we can stop crime gangs and make our suburbs and our communities and our towns safer, and also make our country safer in an uncertain time.
Today, Labor's had another look at your costings and says you're planning to cut off the pensions for aged care recipients if they're away overseas for more than a month. Is that what you are doing?
It's just completely false. And I think it's actually shameful that the Prime Minister would seek to scare older Australians. It's just another lie out of this campaign, unfortunately. And I've really made a focus on talking about our positive plan. And this is just a misleading comment from the Prime Minister, and it's designed to scare people on the eve of an election. We have no changes in relation to pensioners. In fact, there's more support that we're providing to pensioners, particularly through our 25 cent a litre cut for petrol and through changes that we're making in the tax system to make it easier for pensioners to live, because they've had dramatic increases in their costs of electricity, which is up by 32%. The cost of gas is up by 34%, and for many pensioners, they're really struggling with an increase of 30% in grocery prices as well. And I want to be the Prime Minister to provide support to Australian pensioners and help relieve some of the costs that they've got and make sure that they can live a better life after having worked for and contributed to our country for their entire life.
There is a social services saving, though, in your costings. What does it relate to?
So it relates to some people, for example, on parenting payments who can go overseas for, at the moment, 6 weeks. We reduce that to 4 weeks before there's any change to their payment. So it's actually quite a minor change, but it doesn't apply to aged pensioners at all. And that the Prime Minister would seek to scare people on that basis, I think, shows a level of desperation. And I think it's regrettable, actually.
Mr. Dutton, you have spoken in the past about your concerns about fraying social cohesion. What would you do to unify the nation?
Well, Anna, as Home Affairs Minister, I brought 12,000 women in from Yazidi women from an absolute hell, and they are now wonderful Australians. We uplifted people from Kabul, and we saved people from the Middle East and brought them to our country and provided them with a safe haven. And I've worked hard to keep people safe in our own country and to make sure that we celebrate the wonderful rich culture that we have in Australia as well. We've been to many communities over the course of this campaign, but over the course of my time in Parliament, but most recently with the Assyrian community, with the Chinese community, with the Indian community and with many others, the Greek community and Italian communities. We've been really engaged right across this amazing country, and I'm incredibly proud of the migration story of our country, and I've repeatedly said that we need to talk more about the amazing stories. We met a wonderful gentleman this morning in Adelaide at the fruit markets, and we were talking about his story. He came here in the 1950s with absolutely nothing, and now he's got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He set up a successful fruit marketing business, and he has made a wonderful opportunity of his life here, and we are such a blessed country for the story of migration and what people have been able to add to what I believe is the best country in the world.